How do you spot a discount on the market? So let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the first thing is you only could spot a discount on the market if you know the market. Prince, what do you mean? If I decide I want a gallon of milk right now, I will drive down to Walmart or whatever the case may be, Trader Joe's, or if you go to Whole Foods, or if you go to a Sprouts, whatever, King's Supers, Ralph's, if you're on the West Coast, I think they got a store with Vons on the West Coast. So you go down to your local grocery store, and it says, I go in, I grab the milk, and it says the milk is $3, right? The only thing I can compare the milk price off of, I look right next to it, I'm like, well, this milk is $3, this other milk is $4, this other milk is $5, this other milk is $2. So if I see a milk for $2, $3, $4, $5, I immediately say, well, what's the difference between the prices? Now, if one milk is vegan or one milk is cow grass-fed, then I can spot like, okay, well, this seems to be the cheapest one for my price. I usually drink about 2% milk, and I'll grab it, and I will go home. Now, when it comes down to the market, now then I will come home. My wife will say, how much you pay for that milk? And I say, well, it was $4. She would look at me and say, why did you pay $4 for the milk? And I would say, well, it was, you know, it was the best price I saw. You don't go to Ralph's for milk. You could have got that at Whole Foods for $2, right, or a dollar. And I'm thinking I got a good deal because compared to everything else, it was the best price. But I'm not familiar enough with the milk market. I don't buy enough milk. I don't go in and just look at the prices and track the prices of milk. So I truly don't know when I have a discount or when I spot a discount. So most people, if you're a casual investor, it's very hard to spot a discount because you don't see the market every day for the most part. You always tell people, create a wish list, put your favorite stocks on your wish list. So the whole idea behind that is the only way you can spot a discount is to really kind of follow the market. Now, here's the first indicator of knowing there's a discount on the market. Number one, when all the major indexes are down, Dow Jones is down, S&P 500 is down, NASDAQ is down. Those are the three major indexes that we track here in the United States. All the markets are down. That's a clear indicator. You're going to say, well, what happened to make the whole market go down? Then I look at the stocks inside of the market. When I see red across the board, we've seen red across the board on Monday. We've seen red across the board on Friday. We've seen red across the board on Thursday. If you're catching this, hit the like, subscribe button, share this with your friends and things like that. So when I see everybody is down, that lets me know, okay, the entire market is down. I know people are making money. I know companies are making money and things like that. What's causing a massive sell-off? Now, when I see everybody down, we're down on the S&P 500, Dow Jones, and the NASDAQ. Now, my discount hat starts to go on because I start to think, well, if the whole market is down, why is everybody down at the exact same time? And then since I go into the market almost every day, I get to see, wow, all these great companies, CrowdStrike just released great earnings, and look at the stock just cringing. It's going down. Everybody, look at Amazon. Amazon's a powerhouse. Facebook, you name a company right now, they are trading down. So when everybody's down across the board, then I get to follow into investor sentiment. Now I get to see the whole market is down. Now I get to feel investor sentiment. Prince, what do you mean by investor sentiment? It's my play of words from consumer sentiment. How does a customer feel about the product? How does the customer feel about the market? So now I get to see, how does the market feel about the market? And usually when the market is trading down, all of the media is going to say the end of the world is near. The end of the world is coming. 2008, when the market is falling, everybody, the sentiment of investors is going to continue to fall. Now I see the market falling. Now here comes the hard part. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what the bottom is. Tomorrow, the market could turn around. The market could turn around on Friday. The market could turn around next month. I can't time when a turnaround would happen. But ladies and gentlemen, let's be smart. History has taught you over and over and over. Financial literacy has taught you the bull will come out, scare the investors, create blood in the streets. We got people protesting. We got civil unrest going on. You got a presidential election coming up in the middle of a pandemic. So you have many reasons to scare investors. Let's go back to the most successful investor of all time. What does Warren Buffett say? Buy when others are fearful. Be greedy when others are fearful. Right now, there's a lot of fear. We got a pandemic. We got an election. We got civil unrest. Every week, there's a new cop shooting. There's a new riot going on across the globe. We don't know what's going to happen with the pandemic. Kids are not going to school. Kids are doing virtual. Companies don't. Some companies are folding left and right. I went to go pick up my clothes from the dry cleaners, and the owner of the dry cleaners told me, said, "Prince, I appreciate you as a customer, but I may not be here next month." So when I see everybody is down, the whole market is down, and then I open up my I read all the media outlets. I read Yahoo Finance. I read CNBC. I read Market Watch. I read Bloomberg, and all of the sentiment of the market is stocks are crashing. End of the world is near. End of the world is near. Back in 2008, when I was not that much of a seasoned investor, I was a brand new investor. When I, every time I turned on the news, every time I logged into the internet, all I saw was the world was coming to an end. And I talked, you know, and that scared me. It scared me. And I said, man, well, I don't want to lose all my money. So I started selling stuff, right? Now I'm being the sounding board. Prince, you've been here for 10, 15 minutes and you're just preaching to us. I'm preaching to you to speak about the market sentiment. Take advantage of other people's fear. You're here for the long run. As everybody gets fearful, everybody takes off running, this is the time to find the value. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about how to find the value in a discounted market. We just spoke about what is a discount, how to spot a discount. Prince, how do you know it's a discount on the market? When everybody is trading down, the top companies in the world, Amazon has dropped 7% in the last 4 days. What has happened to Amazon? What has happened to Apple? What has happened to Facebook? I know the finances of these companies. Facebook has zero debt and a ton of cash. Why are you trading down, right? Microsoft is trading down. Everybody is trading down. S&P 500 is going down. NASDAQ is getting beat up. Everybody is down. Everywhere you open up across the media, all the investors are scared. All the people that was buying call options, they knew so much. They was a genius. When the market is up, everybody was a genius. Everybody was jumping in. I'm getting DMs, random people calling me and, Prince, I just brought a call on Apple. I brought a call on Tesla. I brought this. Everybody's jumping in. Everybody's so excited about what's going on in the market. Now, these last couple, 3-4 days, you hear crickets. Crickets are going across. This is where the true investor comes out. Cash is king, ladies and gentlemen. The down market has taught me over and over and over, Prince, cash needs to be a part of your portfolio because the bear will come. And when the bear comes, a bear, that means a down market. When a down market comes, the person who's holding the cash will be the king. When it rains outside, the person with the umbrella will become the king. Because it don't matter how big the it don't matter how big a discount is. If you don't have cash, it does not matter. So, ladies and gentlemen, when you see the entire market crashing like this, now I have cash. Now I start putting my hands together and I start to look for, well, who has the value? Who has the value? How do you know who has the value? Now we're going to talk about finding value in a down market. So before I get into that, I want to look at some of you guys and girls' comments, whatnot.